Something Blue from the Gigawatts Burlesque Review in Austin, Texas, and you're listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast.
Show number Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a Celtic musician and podcast host, and this podcast is for fans of Celtic music, not just the big names you've heard of, but the little bands in your neck of the woods, at your festivals. So if you hear music you love, make sure you contact the artists, let them know you heard them on the podcast. You can support them by buying the music, but also by supporting them on Patreon and other places. And of course, we're here to build a diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. You can find links to all the artists in the show notes, along with showtimes, when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. Of course, if you want to get on the show, send an email to follow@bestcelticmusic.net. You can also send an email to there and find out how to subscribe to the podcast. But if you want to, you know, join our Discord, send an email again, follow@bestcelticmusic.net. I've never been a huge fan of social media, and I miss having message boards for this podcast. We used to have a really active message board years and years ago, and I was thinking, well, I don't want to start a new one of those, but I have a Discord. It's sort of like a message board. There's definitely a learning curve, and I'm still learning it, and occasionally I drop in there, but there's a special place just for podcast listeners, so you can post your thoughts and comments. Drop me a line if you would like a link to that Discord. Of course, if you are a patron of the podcast, then you already have access to it on Patreon. All right, we kicked off the show with Bella the Cat by the Border Collies. It's from their brand new album, To the Hills and Back. Next up is Boxing Robin with Airs de Pontevedra, Dans Ludieg, from their album, The View from Here.
survive. Bold and unruly, she couldn't be tamed. When she kissed me, my heart was claimed. Then we boarded a liner and made our way west. Across the wild ocean, we rode every crest of the waves with abandon. I was beguiled when we landed, she carried our child. Bridget O'Brien, where have you gone? I've been lying here waiting for you for so long. Praying each night to return with the dawn. Oh, my Bridget, where have you gone? Oh, my Bridget, where have you gone? rent or buy, can't afford to stay warm, while the landlords feast and thrive. And their cronies on their phone try to blame it on the war, but you are far too wise. You can see their wicked games, and you've heard. This thing around. Announced a new law to be rolled out for water we'd be charged a fee. No special programs for the poor. If they can't pay, they'll go without. With costs as they are now, can you imagine what those bills would have looked like today? We didn't all know how, but the government decreed every citizen would pay. We said water. Our taxes fund the water main. There's plenty falling from the sky. You say it's for the earth. We're calling out your lie. You try to squeeze the poor. Your mandate will defy. We're on an island. For fuck's sake, we won't run dry. Glory, glory, we stop the water charges. We will do it. We will do it again. The Irish people would not obey. The working class will raise our fists. The women led us to resist. We said, we won't pay, no way.
We won't pay.
The population that complied was below 50%. So then there came the threats. They said, we'll take you into court, no water till you pay your debts. It was echoed by the press. We launched a leafleting campaign, all their tactics to address. 200,000 mobilized. The protest gave us strength and hope, but this called for a greater goal. The tip-off networks kept us wise. We blocked the trucks from putting water meters in. We will do it again. Glory, glory, we stop the water charges. We will do it again. They can't stop us when we work together. No, they can't take us all in a fight. It counts to protest and be vocal, but it matters. They throw our way. A working class network could well seize the day. Don't rely on politicians to fight for our fight, cause it's far past time to make housing right. Glory, glory, we stop the water charges. We will do it again. Glory, glory, we stop the water charges. We will do it again. We'll do it again.
After Boxing Robin came Maggie's Wake with Bridget O'Brien from their self-titled album. Then came Moore with The Park Station, the Ballygar Hermitage, Cleveland Park, and the Old Station House from their album Phoenix. And finally, Melanie Gruben with Water Charges song from her EP, Like a Tide Upon the Land. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing, or send a picture of a band you saw recently. Email me. Follow@bestkelticmusic.net. John Sturgeon emailed a photo. Hi, Mark. Had a wonderful holiday piping with the City of Mount Dora Pipes and Drums Band. We performed Saturday at two venues and on Sunday at three different pubs. Attached is a photo of myself and my wife from the weekend, Slancheva. Thanks so much, John, for sharing that picture. Make sure you have your band send some music in. I'd love to get some more pipes and drums bands. I haven't had any pipes and drums bands music in quite a while, so I would love to get that and put it on the podcast. Again, send an email to follow@bestkelticmusic.net to find out how to do that. And Ruth sent a photo for St. Patrick's Day. Here you go. Cheers and happy birthday. Thanks so much, Anne. Carl Horak replied to the question of how they are celebrating Celtic culture through music. Corned beef, veggies, Irish cheese, homemade spotted dog, washed down with Guinness, of course. You can see the picture of that wonderful meal on the show notes for show number 659. And finally, Scott sent a photo, Shades of Green, on their sixth and final performance of the St. Patrick's Day weekend. This was at Jersey's in Glenside to a packed house. Our absolute favorite time of the year. My favorite moment was right after we finished, a gent from Ireland came up to me, thanked me, us, for bringing such joy all around and working so hard, and he wanted to give a little back. He then took my hand and sang a Gaelic song to me. It was moving. Nothing like the Irish spirit to lift you up. Thanks for keeping the spirit alive, brother. Thanks so much for sharing that, Scott. I really appreciate that. I do love those moments when people come back and they talk to you. They share their stories, share their songs. I've gotten some, like I shared a few weeks back, I shared a song by Liam Griffin that he wrote called Myra's Lament for Lamlish Bay, which of course is on my latest album, Come Adventure With Me. All right, let's get back to the music. Next up, we have the Irish Rovers with Rambling Patty from their album, No End in Sight.
I wouldn't go changing a thing.
They're rowdily doodly tittery, I diddle them, rowdily doodly turn and may. Rowdily doodly tittery, I diddle them, work for the dilly the day.
Ramble and Paddy, come down from the hills, it's time you were changing your life. Give over your roving and rambling ways and look for a comely wee wife.
Oh, if I look for a wife, I never would find one who would ramble with me. When the horse and me dog and me old caravan, we're happy as any can be.
Rowdily doodly tittery, I diddle dum, rowdily doodly turum and day. Rowdily doodly tittery, I diddle dum, work for the dilly that day.
You're mad as they come, I think you've gone soft in the head. You haven't the sense to come out of the rain, and a bundle of hay is your bed.
Well, maybe you're right, and maybe you're wrong, and maybe I'm mad as can be. Or maybe I'm wiser than anyone else for being the master of me.
Rattly, doubly, to three, I diddle them. Rattly, doubly, to room and nay. Rattly, doubly, to three, I diddle them. Work for the dilly the day.
Supper and fiddle some tunes, sure I wouldn't go changing a thing.
They're rowdily doodly
ruddly duddly tooling and nay. Ruddly duddly tittery I diddle don't work for the dilly da day. Da ruddly duddly tittery I diddle don't ruddly duddly tooling and nay. Ruddly duddly tittery I diddle don't work for the dilly da day.
Thank you.
After the Irish Rovers came Louise Bichon with Tune for Claire from The Lost Summer, then Dragonfly by Mick Clark from his The River EP, and we finished up the set with Jocelyn Petit and Ellen Gura with Through the Ether from All It Brings. Thank you so much, patrons of the podcast. You are amazing. It is because of your generosity that you hear so much great music each and every week. And I need to let you know that your kindness pays for our engineer, graphic designer, Celtic Music Magazine editor, promotion of the podcast. It allows me to buy the music I play here. It also pays for my time creating the show each and every week. As a patron, you get ad-free and music-only episodes before regular listeners. You get to vote in the Celtic Top 20, get standalone stories, you get a private feed to listen to the show, and you can listen through the Patreon app, all for as little as $1 per episode. Of course, the advertising that is currently running on the podcast also helps pay for some of these wonderful people who are helping me make this show happen each and every week, and I really appreciate everyone who continues to do just that. I want to send a very special thanks to our new and continued patrons of the podcast, Karen Wathney, G. Sam, and Julio Capa. Thank you so much for your generosity. I really, really appreciate it. Here is your three-step plan to support the podcast. Number one, go to our Patreon page. Number two, decide how much you want to pledge every week, $1, $5, $25. Make sure you cap how much you want to spend per month. Number three, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhinge.com. And of course, if you want to join me in Scotland in September, head on over to CelticInvasion.com. That is the website for my Celtic Invasion vacations, where I take small groups of people on an adventure in one of our Celtic nations. So I hope you'll check it out. There are some audio and visual stories that I share over there. The Fenian Sons are up next. This is the Inniskillen Dragoons from their album 617.
Our troop was made ready at the dawn of the day. From lovely Enniskillen they were marching us away. They put us then on board a ship to cross the raging main, to fight a bloody battle in the sunny land of Spain. Fare thee well, Enniskillen, fare thee well for a while, and all around the borders of Erin's Green Isle. A gallant land where wine ale flow free. There's lots of lovely women there to dandle along your knee. And often in the tavern there we'd make the rafters ring, when every soldier in the house would raise his glass and sing. Fare thee well, Enniskillen, fare thee well for a while, and all around the borders of Erin's Green Isle. When the war is over, we'll return in full bloom, and you'll all welcome home your Enniskillen dragoons. We fought for Ireland's glory there, and many a man did fall, from musket and from bayonet and from thundering cannon ball. And many's the foeman we laid low amid the battle throng, as we prepare for action you would often hear the song. Fare thee well, Enniskillen, fare thee well for a while, and all around the borders of Erin's
Green Isle. When the war is over, we'll return in full bloom, and you'll all welcome home your Enniskillen Dragoons.
Is fluttering in the gale. They've given us a pension, boys, of fourpence each a day. And when we reach Enniskillen, nevermore we'll have to say, fare thee well, Enniskillen, fare thee well for a while. And all around the borders of Erin's Green Isle, when the war is over, we'll return in full bloom, and you'll all welcome home your Enniskillen.
Well, Enniskillen, fare thee well for a while. And all around the borders of Erin's Green Isle, when the the car inside to steal away a Pimori, cause she wouldn't be a bride, a bride, she wouldn't be a bride. And now it came a mother, then it was a moonlit night. She couldn't see her daughter for the moon had shone so bright, so bright, the moon had shone so bright. They've taken a Pimori and a horse they found her on, and they're away to Karen's side as fast as horse could gang, as fast as horse could gang. And Willie's taken his pistol out and put it to the minister's breast. Oh, marry me, minister, or else I'll be your priest, or else I'll be your priest. Hold away from me, Willie, hold away from me. There's not a man in Australia, shall well it be by me, by me, shall well it be by me. To bed, and Willie and Eppie Murray in one by day, well laid, well laid, in one by day, well laid. He's taken a shirt from off his back and kicked away his shoes and threw away that chamber key, and naked he lay down, and naked he lay down. He kissed her on the lily breast and held her shoulders to her, but out she got and out she's backed and turned to the water war, and turned to the war. They wrestled all through the night before the break of
quadrille, though the dancers were floated and bets. When he smashed with his talk, he was cock of the walk, and he rolled the dames under and over. They all let a glance when he took up his stance that he sailed in the Irish Rover. Was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee, and Tolkien from County Tyrone. There was Charlie McCook, who was scared stiff of work, and your man from Westmeath called Malone. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man Nick McCann from the banks of the Ban was a skipper on the Irish Rover. We'd sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And the whale of the crew was reduced down to two, myself and the captain's old dog. Then the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock. The bulkhead was turned right over, turned nine times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. Woo-hoo! I'm the last of the Irish Rover.
After the Fenian Sons came Seed with The Hall of the Goblin Queen from Fae, then Fiddle Folk Family with Epi Mori from Ungescheiden Ungamat Ungehort, and then we finish up the set with The Irish Rover by Paddy Mann from his album One for the Road. So I want to let you know there's no episode next week. It is part of a quarterly break that I try to do every now and then. And in this case, the goal is to prepare episodes for the summer when I usually have trouble keeping up with the shows. However, if you are a patron of the podcast, then you will get access to episode 2 of the highlight reels for 2024. These are music-only episodes featuring the best songs and tunes from episodes number 648 through 655 of the show. These songs are part of the next round of voting that might ultimately end up being a part of the Celtic Top 20 at the end of the year. So go listen and cast your vote. And of course, you can vote also for just the regular Celtic Top 20. What are your favorite songs in this episode? Make sure you cast your vote over on Patreon. Thank you so much for being here, for supporting this podcast, and bringing so much joy to so many people. You are amazing. We're going to finish up the show with No Place Like Home by Claire Cunningham. It's from her album On My Way. Brand new album. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Sláinte.
From my very first steps, you let me fall to show me I could get back up and stand tall. On my first day of school, you tied my shoes and said, don't be afraid, you'll see me again. Oh, there's no place like home. I'm sorry, mother, but I have to go across the sea to make a life of my own. But I won't forget where I come from the tears of a first love that didn't work out, to watching you cry as we lay grandma down. You said it's okay to be sad sometimes. It's all part of growing up. It's all part of life. Oh, there's no place like home. I'm sorry, mother, but I have to go across the sea.
filled with endless strangers that don't know my name. Your last letter in my hand, I can't help but cry. But you said it's okay to be sad sometimes.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and our patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson, with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to follow the show, and you'll find links to all of the artists played in this episode. Todd Wiley is the editor of the Celtic Music Magazine. Subscribe to get 34 Celtic MP3s for free, plus you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Please tell one friend about the podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Finally, remember, reduce, reuse, recycle, and think about how you can make a positive impact on climate change. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.